We have a book, the Eustace book, Christian Science, It's Clear and Correct Teachings. And in the very end of that book, there's a story. It's called The Psychologist and the Magician. And if you haven't read it, it's a wonderful one to be familiar with. Some time ago, we had a class on that article, story. And in the story, it talks about a psychologist who is going to India to a place called the Black Cat Cave in the Himalayas. And there had been a magician there working, and it was said that no one could walk through that cave. It was impossible because the magician was such a good hypnotist that he would frighten whoever was trying to go through, and they would run back out. So this psychologist decided to take up a challenge and walk through the cave. And it is such an interesting story, and it has so many lessons in it. And it starts out where he meets with the psychologist at the very beginning of the cave, and they're talking late at night, and suddenly there are cobras all around, a nest of cobras. And it was very frightening. And it later goes on to say that these cobras seem to be attacking the hypnotist, whose name was Marbado. And the psychologist realized he was going to have to walk through this to get into the cave. And he had to stop and think, is this really happening or not? Is this an illusion? Is this a trick of Marbado or not? Even though Marbado seemed to be the one suffering from the cobras. And he said to himself, the psychologist, these are not real cobras, and they have no place in a normal mind. And then he walked. And he walked through, even though the cobra seemed to be thrashing all around him, and it was terribly frightening, he walked through it, and getting up to the other side, he realized it had been just a trick of Marbado. It was an illusion. It hadn't been the truth. And he goes on to say how he walks through the cave, and he has to go through tigers and earthquakes and awfully scary things, but he keeps walking because he knows it's an illusion. And the point that was made during that class was as we walk this road, this path of truth in science, there are many things that will come up perhaps that will try to get us to stop, to run back, to retreat, to be so afraid. But if we keep walking and are not impressed and can say, this is not happening in a normal mind, this is an illusion, it is not the truth, we will find out that is the truth. It was an illusion. And I know in my own experience now, I can look back and see many times when things came up and seemed frightening and awful and real, but I kept walking. I stayed the course the best I could. And it turned out was not the truth. It was an illusion. It was error trying to get me to stop and turn around, give up, be discouraged. And if I didn't do that, it had accomplished nothing. It's a wonderful story. I'm so grateful for it. I'm so grateful to Mrs. Eddy for teaching us about animal magnetism and illusion and how we never have to fear it because it is not of God. Thank you for the testimonies tonight and for those wonderful readings.
Thank you.